The law, enacted in 2010, is known by the obscure term the Gap Elimination Adjustment. It was designed to help cut the state's then huge budget deficit. Instead of giving schools the funding that they were supposed to get under the state school aid formula, the Gap Elimination Adjustment, or GEA, withheld some of the money to help balance the state budget.
Well, let's get to work. Thank you, Madam President.
Senate Republicans laid their cards down on the very first day of the 2016 session. They voted to get rid of the GEA, saying it's outlived its purpose. Senate GOP leader John Flanagan spoke on the Senate floor.
It is very, very, very important that we eliminate the GEA in its entirety. That has been a priority of this conference. It will be our number one priority in terms of education. And I have said this very clearly. We will not have a budget if the GEA is not eliminated.
An estimated $3 billion has been withheld over the past 6 years, primarily from suburban schools in areas that most GOP senators represent. The legislature has succeeded in recent years in partially restoring those funds. Governor Cuomo, in his spending plan, released a few days after the Senate voted, says he too wants to get rid of the GEA.
Once and for all, let's end the Gap Elimination Adjustment.
But Cuomo would like to phase it out more gradually over a 2-year period, something the senators say is unacceptable. Michael Borges with the New York State Educational Conference Board, which includes school boards, the teachers' union, superintendents, and the PTA, says the governor's proposal to wait to end the school funding limit is a major disappointment. He says there's no rationale to keep it in place any longer.
The GEA was put into place to plug a fiscal deficit that the state had, and now that fiscal deficit no longer exists and hasn't existed for the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, the governor on one hand touts the fiscal soundness and the fact that there's putting $1 billion in a rainy day fund, while at the same time withholding money from school districts that are owed to them.
Billy Easton is with the school funding advocacy group Alliance for Quality Education. He says before ending the Gap Elimination Adjustment, though, Cuomo and the legislature need to first look at the entire school aid formula.
We believe that the Gap Elimination Adjustment should be repaid, but it should not be at the top of the list.
He says New York has not yet fulfilled a 10-year-old court order in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case. That ruling said billions more dollars need to be spent in the state's poorest schools in order to ensure every child's constitutional right to an adequate education.
There's $4.4 billion of that money that's owed to schools, and that overwhelmingly helps high-need districts, whereas the Gap Elimination Adjustment only mostly helps districts that aren't that needy. Only about 20% of it goes to the needy school districts. So we really need to raise the quality of education in the rural, urban, and suburban high-needs communities. That should be our first priority.
Cuomo wants to increase school aid overall by just under $1 billion. But the State Board of Regents and a coalition of school groups say that's only about half of what's needed next year just to keep even. Schools are limited in raising money locally because of a property tax cap. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.